from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hello, everybody. Andrew Filippone here. You know me by now. Many of you are mad at me for what's gone on with Brandon Ayuk and what I've tweeted about Brandon Ayuk and said on the air about Brandon Ayuk, and the fact that now Adam Schefter, who's more plugged in than any person when it comes to covering the NFL, is saying, I don't expect Pittsburgh to be a landing spot at all for Brandon Ayuk. Mueller's not here. Donnie is alongside, and you can join me too at 412-928-9370. So what happened here? Why has Pittsburgh gone from being, as a source told me last night, that this deal was at the goal line, to now, according to Schefter, not being a landing spot at all for Brandon Ayuk? What changed? What gives? What happened? Well, I guess this is what my Twitter followers think happened.
Second and goal. Baldwin sets up on the left. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
Have you taken a gander at my mentions? You know how many of those videos I've gotten sent to me in the last few hours?
Oh, I'm sure it's a fun trip down that lane.
It's either that or Jesse James are the two.
I thought Joe actually
hits.
Had a pretty clever line
What'd
to start
say?
Their show today. He said Pony reported, and he didn't take a shot at your reporting for what that's
Do you want
worth.
To take a shot at mine? I'm fine. If you want to take
No, I mean,
shots
I was here
me.
With you yesterday. You're getting texts the whole time. You were getting phone calls the whole time. You're not paying attention to me or Malzy, so you had very important people calling you. No, but Joe said, Pony's reporting said that this deal was on the goal line, but little did he know Matt Canada would be calling the next play.
This is what I think is going on, or this is what I think has happened. So about recent past and current situation. I think the Steelers know that their offer isn't as good as Cleveland's or New England's. And we have a pretty good understanding now of what those two teams are willing to give the 49ers for Ayuk. Cleveland, it's Amari Cooper in a second. New England, it's Kendrick Bourne in a second. The Steelers don't have a wide receiver who's the caliber of Amari Cooper, and they don't even have one that's the caliber of Kendrick Bourne. That's why they're in this Brandon Ayuk trade sweepstakes to begin with. If they had somebody who was a legitimate number two, I'm not sure they would be spending so much time on trying to acquire a legit number one who they might have to pay more than $30 million a year to come here. So they can't match what Cleveland and New England are reportedly willing to put into the deal. But the Steelers were under the impression, and I think still are, as of this morning, that Aiyuk would not sign a contract with either team. If Aiyuk was cool with going to Cleveland, then I think he would be a Brown by now. If he didn't have reservations about playing for the Patriots, I think he could be in New England right now. I think the 49ers are good with either trade offer from Cleveland or New England. The problem there is they can't convince Aiyuk to sign a contract extension with either one of those teams. And then on the flip side, Aiyuk is ready to sign a contract with the Steelers. Money's not a problem. The Steelers are willing to meet his financial demands. They have cap space now. They have tons of cap space next year, $80 million worth. The money is not a problem. Mo money, mo problems, not for the Steelers. It's taking care of this problem. The conundrum is, the sticking point is, they can't find a compromise with San Francisco. They can't get to a place where the Niners want to take their deal. Want to take what the Steelers are willing to part with or put in to a deal to get Aiyuk. And I thought, as of last night, the Steelers believed that the 49ers would blink. And because Aiyuk won't go to Cleveland and won't go to New England, that eventually the 49ers would just take their offer. Let's wash our hands of that situation. Let's take what we can get. It's not as good as Cleveland. It's not as good as New England, but it's not bad. And everyone can just move on. We'll get him out of the NFC. We'll get him to a team that's not like, it's not trading him to Kansas City. It's not trading him to Baltimore. It's not trading him to Cincinnati. It's a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. We can live with watching Brandon Aiyuk play in black and gold over the next few years. That, I think, is what the Steelers believed would happen. Now you've got Schefter saying they're not a likely landing spot. What does that mean? That the 49ers told the Steelers that their offer is so bad that they'd rather have Aiyuk be a disgruntled employee there and make him play for $14 million and deal with the distraction of that, then trade him to the Steelers for pennies on the dollar? Do they think that Aiyuk eventually can get convinced by his agent or the people around him that going to New England or going to Cleveland is better than making $14 million a year in San Francisco? Maybe the 49ers think that he'll change his mind, he'll do a 180, and he'll end up accepting a deal to one of those teams? Maybe the 49ers think they'd rather have Aiyuk sit there and maybe he comes to his senses and accepts their contract offer. All these things to me are possibilities right now. The only thing we know is that as things currently sit as of this moment, because I'm going to trust Schefter, that the Steelers' trade offer isn't good enough to get Brandon Aiyuk. Now, should they make it better? It's hard to tell when you don't have all the information, and I would be lying to you. I'm trying to get you the information that comes into me. I'm not making anything up. There's no hyperbole here. There's no exaggerating. I swear to you, this is not a clickbait thing, or this is not, what's the term that we keep using on this show lately when it comes to social media?
Engagement
farming. This is not engagement farming. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure the things that I've put out over the last 24 hours, if I wasn't a slam dunk or shoo-in to win Pittsburgh's award for least favorite Twitter personality before this happened, it sure seems like I am now. Because the people that follow me on that app are now blaming me for this not happening. They think it's my fault that he might end up with the Browns, or they think I've made the whole thing up. So I'm really, by talking about this, I'm not endearing myself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
To anybody,
it's a very complicated deal to get done. You have to find a common ground for both Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, meaning that if any team is going to complete a deal here, they have to satisfy the 49ers' demands for compensation, which could happen, but that same team also has to satisfy Brandon Ayuk's need and want for a new contract. And so there will be teams out there that can pay Brandon Ayuk but not compensate the 49ers, and there'll be teams out there that can compensate the 49ers but not pay Brandon Ayuk.
And my understanding is that the Steelers are one of those former teams Schefter mentioned today on McAfee. They can satisfy Ayuk. Up until this point, they haven't been able to satisfy the 49ers, and that's why Schefter said on McAfee that the Steelers are not a likely landing spot for Ayuk, and that is why reporters in San Francisco said the same thing. But I've wondered all along two things. Why can't the Steelers make a better offer? And what happens if the teams the 49ers want to trade with can't get a contract extension done with Ayuk? And clearly New England and Cleveland have run into a dead end with that part of the deal. If Ayuk was willing to sign up to play in Cleveland, he'd be a Brown right now. If he was gung-ho on playing in New England, he'd be a Patriot right now. I think the Cleveland problem is they have money problems. They're the opposite of the Steelers. They don't have fluid. They don't have an abundance of cap space. They got Deshaun Watson's big deal. They've paid Amari Cooper for this year and a huge signing bonus. And so if he goes in place for San Francisco, they would have paid him in real money, like $20 million, to not play for them this year. And with their cap problems, they'd have to kick money down the road with Ayuk. I'm not sure he'd love that. I don't think he would. That's why that deal hasn't gotten done. And Bill Belichick and Tom Brady aren't up in New England anymore. So I'd have reservations about playing with them. Yeah, you'd get paid, but your career would go to die. It would sort of be like Le'Veon Bell with the Jets. I think Ayuk understands that. Now, Donnie, we even up. Do I have somebody now who's saying the Steelers, is this a credible source? Is this a Cam Marino type? Or is this a real deal saying that the Steelers are actively involved?
We got Rap Sheet. I put it in your folder there, Pony.
Okay.
It's about a minute plus.
Understanding is there are active trade discussions between the San Francisco 49ers and several teams here. And we have documented, and Mike and Tom have done a great job of it over the last couple hours about detailing where they are. My understanding is the Pittsburgh Steelers have had discussions with the 49ers about potentially trading Brandon Ayuk. They are for sure in it right now.
There you go.
Several teams that the 49ers are speaking with. The Cleveland Browns are one of those teams. The New England Patriots are one of those teams.
Woo!
And there are a couple different parts to this trade. There is, can the 49ers agree to terms on a deal?
We already covered all that other stuff. So, for sure, still in it. Donnie, are you back on board thinking it might happen? Is that enough?
This is one of the crazier sagas, I feel like, in recent NFL memory. I feel like we get one of these every couple of years, like where a relatively big-name player is going
to
go.
We used to have the Brett Favre saga every year.
Oh, the Brett Favre one from 15 years ago was nuts. I mean, he was like Rocky.
Yep.
he would retire, and then we get to like late July, and here he is.
How about Deshaun Watson?
Watson was a wild one. I broke that one to you guys on air.
Yeah, and everyone said the Browns were out on that, and then they came up with the money and they got him.
Exactly. I hate to be this guy because of what we do for a living, but this is the type of thing I'm just waiting until the big dogs actually have it for good.
But now we have big dog battle. We have so Schefter saying not a landing spot, and we have Rap Sheet saying still very much involved. It's big dog versus big dog.
I'm not.
It's Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not out on this. I'm not thinking it's a complete impossibility at this point. I mean, maybe I've wavered a little bit since yesterday, thinking the
did my goal line tweet get you excited?
Well, Charlie and I were still on while that was happening. We were actually counting out the amount of Brandon Ayuk tweets you had sent in the, like, 8 hours from, I think, the start of our show at 2 to basically the end of my show last night at 10. I think you got right to double digits. I think that was number 10.
I'm telling you, last night they felt very, very good about getting a deal done.
But, I mean, I think the Watson point you brought up is a fair one, because how long did we hear that the Browns were completely out on that? Like, we heard a few people mention it here and there. I remember Jeremy Fowler mentioned it here and there, but they never seemed like a legitimate player. And then out of nowhere,
boom,
we're off. So that's why, like, even though these guys are the most plugged in, sometimes you do have to wonder, like, are these teams truly out of the running?
412-928-9370 to speak your piece on this, starting with Rich in the North Side. Hello, Rich.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Hey, man, I would love to get Brandon Ayuk. I mean, it'd definitely be an upgrade from what we have right now. I just think we're going to have to give up way too much to get him. I mean, it's just going to
give me something that you would say is way too much. Give me a player or a pick that would make Rich on the North Side say we can't do it. We have to say no.
I mean, I'm sure this Ayuk's going to want close to, you know, $30 million.
Oh, so it's the money part of it that you don't like?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just giving up way too much. I mean, we got Russ. Then what are we going to do with Wilson and Fields? Got to make a decision on that. I mean,
okay. So you wait a minute. You can't pay a quarterback and a receiver.
Well, I mean, you know, George Pickens is about to be going to be wanting his money too.
Do you follow the NFL closely?
Yes.
Okay. Did the Dolphins pay Tua?
They paid Tua and Tyreek.
And who else? And one more. Jalen Waddle.
And Jalen Waddle.
Paid all three. Let's do the Eagles now. Did they pay Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, and Devontae Smith.
Right. So it can happen. It's
do
not
you think
impossible.
We would do that?
If they're all good, yes. But right now, we don't know about Pickens. We don't know about their quarterbacks. We do know about Brandon Ayuk. So you're scared about paying three. Right now, they're paying zero.
What do you mean we don't know about Pickens? What don't we know?
So you
how
pay,
much money he's going to want?
So you pay him $30 million a year right now?
Over Ayuk? Yeah.
You're out of your mind. I love you, Rich. Keep listening, but there's no way I would ever do that.
It's time for another chapter in the PM Team's Camp Chronicles.
And our camp coverage is presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Another day of training camp. St. Vincent College in Latrobe before the Steelers take on the Texans on Friday. While the Brandon Ayuk rumors swirl, then a big gust of trade rumor wind coming from one Ian Rappaport in the last few minutes saying, Steelers still alive. Donnie, what's the perfect gif for that? Get that Undertaker back up.
That one, you know what video popped into my mind, though? A Godfather and Sopranos reference.
Oh, yeah.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Now, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service is Pirates insider Brian Batko. Brian, I've waited all day to get your thoughts on the Ayuk saga. So let's hear it.
Quite a saga it is indeed, Tony. it all seems a little strange that there's this much buzz swirling about, you know, not Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I think Brandon Ayuk's really good, but it's sort of strange we're having this much speculation and craziness and wildness about him. And I tend to think the Steelers and Omar Khan, they've probably been interested for a really long time and haven't talked for a really long time, but waiting for the Niners to meet them where they are, and I don't think he's going to do anything rash to make it happen.
Do you agree with that stance that you don't, like right now, if their offer isn't good enough, we don't know what's in the offer, but do you think they should be so desperate that they need to do better in order to get Brandon Ayuk and also make sure he doesn't go to Cleveland? Brian?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I was kind of alluding to this earlier, but while I like Brandon Ayuk and I think he's a really good player, just because other teams are throwing huge bags at wide receivers in this market right now doesn't mean that I think it's good business or a smart move for the Steelers or anybody else, I guess what I'm getting.
All right, back here joined by Brian Batko, Post-Gazette Steelers insider. Brian, what was the big story at training camp today?
And now I think it's the Brandon Ayuk rumor swirling so much that it could be a tornado, Hurricane Brandon. Man, even the National Weather Service is all over this. But I think today, I mean, Russell Wilson continues to do more. First, opportunity in the seven shots drill that kicks off every practice and even through a pass finding George Pickens. So, I mean, we're all keeping an eye on that each and every day. And, you know, we'll see if he plays Friday night against the Texans.
What's
or
your
if they
gut
continue
tell you
to
on
take
that right
slow.
Now?
Probably no. I mean, I feel like until he gets an actual full participation practice and has Mike Tomlin give him a full-throated, cleared for business, then I'd say no. And Tomlin was kind of mum on him today afterward.
How about the offensive line developments? I got to ask you about that pretty much every time we have you on. What's the latest on what's going on with the rookies and their chances of breaking into the starting lineup based on how they're practicing, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still early for Troy Faltanu, Zach Frazier. I mean, I think they're going to have a bigger body of work to be judged after this first preseason game. Frazier probably had his most noticeable moment of camp today, Pony, when his Mountaineer brethren, your wife's going to hate to hear this, Beanie Bishop comes in on a corner trying to stop the run, sticking his nose in there like he should do as a little guy, and Frazier just tossed him out of the club like he should do to a little guy. So a couple West Virginia dudes, you know, basically getting their job done, but obviously you're taking the 300-pounder when those two square off.
Brian, what do you think it says about the Steelers group of wide receivers right now that the team is so aggressive in their pursuit for Ayuk?
Well, I don't know that much has changed. I mean, I think they've always been, and I don't even know that I'd say aggressive. I think they've always been interested and willing to do this Ayuk deal. Probably, I mean, the first thing that tipped me off, and it's sort of silly, but I mean, Ayuk himself tweeting at Mike Tomlin when he's not somebody who's very big on that platform was like, okay, there's got to be some back channeling going on here to let him know that this is a real possibility. So I think they've always been in the game for him, but you know, I imagine at times discussions break off. Niners front office goes back to their corner, Steelers front office goes back to their corner, and I don't know what's precipitating the latest round of the fires being stoked, but I think the Steelers receivers have been fine. Roman Wilson going down doesn't really help, but I always thought he was more in the running to be the three than the two. I just think it's a case of Omar Khan has been pretty consistent since he got this role that if there's a move out there that the value's right, the compensation's right, and they think they've got enough of a need there, he'll go ahead and do it. He'll be aggressive in that way.
What do you think it would mean for George Pickens if they got the deal done with Ayuk?
That aspect of it is fascinating to me because I thought it was telling him when they traded Deontay Johnson, hey, George, you're the alpha now. You're the guy. You're the top dog. You're gobbling up all the targets. We're streamlining it to you. Even when you're covered, you're still open. Don't worry. Well, this would change that calculation in a major way to bring in Ayuk. And you know, hey, you'd hope that you're going to be a really two-dimensional, explosive offense with those guys. And
do you think it would turn him into a one-contract guy?
Yes, I do. I don't think there's any way you're getting that business done with George if you're paying Ayuk what he wants. And that would be an interesting dynamic for him the rest of this season and next offseason.
Even with what's happened in Philadelphia and Miami with their two receivers there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think those guys have anybody who's getting paid what T.J. Watt is. And, you know, with T.J. comes up again next offseason and doesn't take a step back.
Ryan, what are you talking about? They got Jalen Hurts and Tua making way more money than Watt on those rosters.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, they have the quarterbacks. That's true. But the Steelers might need a quarterback next year, Andrew. I mean, that's a big question mark.
Oh, now what are you going to tell us? Is it a Crowley situation where you think Dak's actually a potential? This is a landing spot for him next year?
I don't know, but if this duo of Wilson and Fields doesn't show you much in 2024, then what are you going to do? I mean, who's going to throw the ball to those guys? I saw the punter, Cam Johnston, throw a fake.
People are loving him. He's like the number one guy at camp people keep texting me about.
Really?
Great punter. They love the Johnston punts.
He's good. He's good. But, he had a little lefty throw today on a rollout. So maybe that's the plan C at QB.
All right. Brian Batko with another chapter in Camp Chronicles. Thank you, Brian.
No problem. See you, Pony.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.